Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Fan, 888-808-1019.
All right, so we're going to get to these baseball win totals. We have not seen them. Real quick, though, speaking of totals and speaking of numbers, you know I look for this every Monday right around now. The latest AP Top 25 poll is out. I want to see where St. John's was going to be. They have jumped up 3 spots, so they are 12th, all right, which is their highest since 2000. 2000.
12th is the highest since 2000?
They have not been as high as 12 since 2000 and something else, and this will be tomorrow. We'll spend some more time on it tomorrow. Marquette's coming in. Now, Marquette lost to UConn at home over the weekend, and Marquette was, I want to say, 7th or 8th. They dropped a few slots. They're now 11, so it's an 11-12 matchup tomorrow. It's going to be great. But the last time St. John's was actually in a matchup meaning they were one, and the other team was also a top 15 team, was 1999. It really is just,
game tomorrow night.
It's massive.
You know what? Hoff, you in? BT, can you hook us up with those seats again? You get those floor seats for us Tuesday at the Garden?
I got to hook them up with my buddy Booney. Booney's going. They're out. Aaron Booney's he's going.
Booney took my seats?
He took the seats.
What do you mean?
He took your seats. He took the seats.
It's the seats that you got for us.
Now, I understand that. I only have so many levers to pull here. You know,
that's Booney's, what I'm saying. The
Booney's
seats
my new buddy.
The seats that potentially that you did get for us, that you could potentially get for us again.
I didn't say I didn't say that I can't get them for the Creighton game, maybe, for you guys, if you want to go back February 16th at 3 p.m., whatever it might be.
You know, all kidding aside, I could feel it. Like, you have been living in it for years,
yeah,
doing the games and being a part of it. Where when I start to get involved with it, now you're really saying, like, it's cutting through to the outside.
Oh, and there's a lot more people like you than me. 100%.
Right, but the fact that they've gotten my attention, I know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Where you pay attention to the Johnnies, you see the rankings, and now we start to get excited about the Big East tournament. I'm even more excited probably for this year's Big East tournament than I've ever been before, because I have a legit rooting interest. Where in the past it was, Syracuse and UConn, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I really want to root for Patino and St. John's, so I want to look forward to that and them getting in the tournament this year. So, it's now becoming even more mainstream, and that is a big matchup tomorrow night.
It's a huge one. Place went bonkers when Guidari hit that shot. Now, they gave away a huge lead. Real quick, though, too, and it is one thing that jumped out. So, St. John's was up by about 19, mm-hmm. right? They were just absolutely waxing them. They were destroying Providence.
Yeah.
They're up by basically 20 points.
Honestly,
yeah.
I put it on.
Really?
I put it on, And then I saw them get that huge lead, and I was like, all right.
You thought it was over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I did too, kind of, yeah. Right? So, but this is why Pitino's special. So after the post game with Mink, I go in, and I always like to sit on the press conferences, the opposing coaches sometimes as well. But I wanted to hear what Rick said. And, you know, I forget the way it was framed to him, like, you know, Rick, well, how does it feel to be relevant, you know, this relevant, and, you know, 19-3, and he's like, I forget, it was asked something like that. And Rick's response was, we should have lost. Like, I'm not even happy. You know, like, think about that. Like, St. John's has been invisible this entire century, and Rick Pitino, after a win to go 19-3, is like, yeah, this guy missed this assignment, this guy didn't do this, we didn't do this. It was just a look into how he processes success. So it's no accident that St. John's is really good with Rick. Tomorrow's going to be insane.
Yeah, that is the sign of a great head coach. All right, let's get back to the baseball here. We'll get back to the calls in a second. 888-808-1019. We mentioned before, Pakoda has their projections out today. You want to guess first, BT? What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's start with the Yankees.
Let's do a little guessing.
What do you think the Yankees have?
The Yankees. All right, weaker American League. I would say the Yankees over-under is about 93.5.
Do we know what it was last year? Hoff, by any chance, does it have those?
I don't have those ratings, but I can look real quick.
I'm going to say, because I know Pakoda, I'm going to go lower than that.
I don't know Pakoda. Are they generally more conservative?
We do stuff on SNY. Like instead of the Pakoda projections, I do the Licata projections.
Okay.
Just because I think it's so ridiculous that they do it, so I've paid attention to it in years past. I'm going to say that they have the Yankees at 90.5. Could be wrong. I'm going to go lower than that.
Last year, it looked like it was 94, to be fair.
Wow, okay. So then maybe it's higher than that. I'm going to go 90.5. What would you say, BT?
I went 93.5.
I'll go 91.5. I'm going to go 91.5.
Huff?
Lower, both.
See? I was right the first time. I should have stuck with that.
They have them at 89.7.
Yeah, and that's pretty easy money right there.
I went based off of my knowledge, knowing that Pakoda doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. I should have stuck with my guns.
They have to adjust you on the Mets now. All right.
Although, I will say, jeez, the one note that I saw on that before, what did you say it was, Hoff? 89.7?
89.7, yeah.
That, I believe, is the highest in the American League.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who's second?
Wait, hold on. That wouldn't add up. That wouldn't add up. This is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
But think about this. So if the highest team in the American League wins 89 games, I don't think the math adds up. You'd have to have somebody won more than that.
I think it's just
based on the math.
I think it's just projections. Again, I don't know if it's like literal to the game. Again, it can't be because it's 89.7.
They have a lot of teams winning between 81 and 89 games. They have a lot of teams.
Okay. Who's second in the American League?
It's got to be the Astros, right?
It's the Rangers at 89.3.
Who's third?
Baltimore, 89.2.
Okay. Give me 4 or 5 then, too, if you have it.
Houston. Oh, no, let me double check. They have New York. The Yankees making the playoffs with 89.7. Baltimore making the playoffs with 89.2. Minnesota winning their division, 86.2. Texas Rangers, 89.3. And Houston, 86.9. And Seattle, sorry. That's six teams. Seattle with 85.8.
All right. I mean,
has Seattle made a move this offseason?
Again,
the first baseman.
It's a little low.
They have one team that's like atrocious, and that's the White Sox.
If they have the Yankees at 89.7, what do you think they have the Mets at?
I'd have to say the Mets are around 84.5. Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm going to go same exact thing. 84.5. What do you got?
Do you think this is, and before I give you the number, do you think this is before Pete Alonso or after or without the fact?
They're probably baking in the fact that they think he's going to come back. I'm sure there's an element of that.
I don't know. I don't know if they do that for a fact. They might just go based on right now, but I can't imagine Pete's going to move the needle. By the way, more on that tomorrow because I have some strong thoughts on the Alonso stuff that I didn't have a chance to get to last week. I'm going to guess 84.5.
You're both low.
Where do you get the Mets?
88.9.
That's a weird...
In that division?
This is one...
Pakoda.
Pakoda.
Yeah.
What the hell are they?
I forget.
Don't know. Yeah. Baseball prospectus. they have Atlanta at 92.4, the Mets 88.9, and Philadelphia 87.5.
What do they have the Dodgers at?
They have the Dodgers at 103.8 wins.
Okay, so they're not really conservative there, even though I think they're going to fly by that number. All right.
They have the only team that's guaranteed a playoff spot is the Dodgers with 100%. The second best is Atlanta with 90%. The third best is the Chicago Cubs with 86.9% making the playoffs.
Okay. Right.
They had the Mets in the playoffs, you said?
They have, yeah, they have Atlanta, the Mets, the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers.
The most interesting thing I take of and this Arizona. Is that it plays to our conversation before. You said last year they had the Yankees at 90, what? Last year they had them at 90.
They had 94.
94 for the Yankees last year, this year 89.7. So they would be more aligned with my thinking.
Yeah.
And the manager's thinking that, yeah, I don't know if they're going to be better than they were a year ago.
We'll find out. A couple months.
I thought
we'll
you liked these projections and data and analytics.
I do. I just think that this one's pretty idiotic.
There was one, too, that we didn't talk about from
what's
last week.
What's Vegas saying? That's the one. That's the real roadmap.
By the way, they still said the Yankees are the best team in the American League. Like,
oh, no, listen. Yeah. I think it's always interesting. Like, numbers are interesting. I don't know what their method of computation right. is. Like, I don't know. I would put a lot of money on some team in the American League having 90 wins, and all probably the Yankees and maybe one or two others. But the fact that nobody's over 90 wins tells me it just seems odd. Doesn't mean they can't be right.
Dove, you have something here you want
to add? How can the Dodgers be 100% in the playoffs before the season starts?
Well, they can't be. That's why this is a waste of time.
Right, 100%.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, but do you see what they did this offseason? They signed to everybody and my mother.
It's still not 100%.
Not 100%.
Well, I mean, but that I respect that more so because it's more of a gut feel. Like, you can't tell me that the analytics say 100% chance because there's nothing is 100% chance.
Well, that's why you should leave a little, you know, little 1/10 of a percentage point.
That's what I'm saying, but I like that gut, so I actually like that part of it.
They gave the White Sox, the Marlins, and the Rockies
0%?
A 0% chance.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
Right. No, they should have a chance.
No, it should
technically.
Be one. Half, it should be half of 1%.
We didn't
think
do
about
the
Mets 2 years ago.
We didn't do
or right. last year. I'm sorry.
Or last year, right. Yeah. We didn't do the, I think it was MLB Network does the top five or whatever. Did you see this?
Top 10 players in each position?
And they
I think
had,
Pete was five at first base, I think I saw, right?
Was he?
I thought I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Six, maybe?
Did you see the shortstop rankings?
I did. Lindor was third.
Did you see even more than that?
I don't know what you're looking for. I looked at the whole thing.
They had your boy Bobby Witt. I think Lindor might have been second.
Lindor was three.
Okay,
third shortstop. Unless we're referencing a different.
It might have been something different.
MLB. Lindor was third.
There was one kind of one of these projections or whatever, yeah. And I thought it was MLB. It was from last week. I didn't bring it up, but less about Lindor. Although I think Lindor was second or third, but Witt was behind him.
Yeah, it's
how
asinine.
Is Witt? How would Witt not be? And you love him more than I do.
I think he's going to be the best player in baseball in a year.
Based off
or two.
Of the postseason, I think it was Seager.
Well, Gunnar Henderson
here.
Had to be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was Seager, Henderson, Lindor, Witt. Right.
It was Henderson, Seager, Lindor, Witt, Betts,
so Lindor
Swanson,
was third.
Correa.
Okay. Yeah.
Where was Volpe on there?
He's not on. Nor should he be.
I don't see him.
Got a lot of work to do.
Starting the needling process.
That's okay. Hey, you can needle all you want, man. Hey, listen, you know, have a little fun. Get Pete in. Then he can feel really good about things. Get Pete first.
I do have Vegas numbers. Dodgers 103.5. I have the Yankees at 92.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's what are the Mets on the Vegas odds?
90.5.
To yeah, I mean, that seems a little more consistent. Just total
the
wins.
Win total, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Eh, we'll see. What does it mean? Really nothing.
It means nothing now, but it's fun. It means baseball's almost here is what it means.
I do think it's interesting, though, to compare that same projection system from a year ago where they would have the Yankees now minus Juan Soto, but a different team built around
him. But you just can't wait to get those Soto digs in, huh?
It's not about that. I don't wish he didn't go to the Mets because I want him on the Mets, but if you separate the two, like, I just look at when I'm giving you this,
I know you do.
Yeah, when I'm giving you this take about this thought process, it's from the Yankee perspective. I think they've done a nice job in the offseason. I wanted one more piece.
At third.
And then I would have felt better. Bregman would have been my guy. Arenado, I didn't really love that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You know, Hal's not going to go out there and spend like the Dodgers. All right, fine. But then I could sit here and say, I don't think they're going to be as good as they were a year ago because I'd rather have Soto in that lineup and the lesser bullpen, even though it was still good, the lesser rotation, even though it was still good. I like that they built better defense and more balance.
Yeah, and flexibility, by the way. These are short-term deals.
Fair enough.
Goldie short-term, Belly short-term.
I wish it was more with Soto they should have done this.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. If it was Soto that would have been optimal.
What do you have there, Hoss?
Just one last projection for you. As far as World Series goes, the Dodgers, 20.7%, the Yankees, 9%, and the Mets, 6%. Of chance to winning.
Yeah. It's interesting. What does it mean? Who the heck knows? But I know this. There's not a third base move that the Yankees can make today that would even put them in the same conversation on paper as the Dodgers.
Right.
So that's why I'm not going nuts. Yep. That's why I think, listen.
And they're still by far the best team in the American League.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Sal. Like, if the Yankees had a lackluster roster, which I really don't think that they do, and we could debate if is it better
they got
a lot of things going for them. I think the Yankees are going to win 90 games with their eyes shut if they stay healthy and be a playoff team. I think they've got the freedom to evaluate what they need at the trade deadline. Now, if they were just like a C-minus team limping into the start, I'd say, hey, I can't have this because if you start, 10-19, you might not ever recover. But I think they're prepared to win. I think they're built to win early. And then, hopefully they'll make that move if they have to make one. And if Dominguez is a superstar, that changes things a little bit. If he's not, you got a different set of problems. There's just still a lot to learn about this team.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.